We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, our Frisco men's pastor, Roger Salazar, shares about what is inside you. Let's listen in.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Roger Salazar, Pastor Roger from Frisco, and I am super excited to share with you today this word that has been really burning within my heart for the last few weeks, and I'm so excited to share it with you. And the question I want to bring to the table that I want us to meditate through the next few minutes that we're going to be together is, do you know what is inside of you? That's the question that I want you to start thinking about as we begin to meditate on this. Do you know? Do you really truly know what is inside of you? And the two scriptures that we're going to be focusing on at some point is going to be 2 Timothy 1, 5 through 7, and then Genesis 2, 7. And we're going to dive into those here in a moment. But I meet with a lot of guys, and the question I always ask is, do you know what is inside of you? And a lot of guys don't really know. They have a vague idea, and we all have a vague idea what is inside of us. But we're really going to take a different approach this morning that I really pray that is a blessing to you as you're listening to. And to dive into that, I just want to tell you a quick story that happened to me when I was 14 years old. Yeah, you know, that time in eighth grade when your nose is bigger than any other part of your body, that's exactly the same age I was. That age where the wind blows at 20 miles an hour and you're hanging on because you know you're probably going to be blown away. So you're so skinny, your nose is bigger. That was me. That was the time where I was trying to kind of fly under the radar as much as possibly could. There was this kid, though, in the same middle school as I was, that he literally looked like he was 25. You know, he had that thick beard. His biceps were bigger than my waist. His voice was really, really deep and very intimidated, you know, dude. And I tried to stay away from the guy. Well, he was starting to like this girl, and for some weird reason, don't ask me why, I was talking to this girl during recess. I don't remember what it was about. I just remember that I was talking, not in a flirtatious, I was just talking to her. Well, he happened to see us, and I saw from the corner of my eye that he saw me, and I began to fry because I knew that was not going to be good. Well, at the end of the school, you know, the bell rang, and that was back in the day, right? So, you know, so those of you who can't see me, you know, that was back in the 80s, 90s when that happened. So at the end of school, the half the school is there waiting, big old circle, and this kid is in the middle of the circle waiting for me to come pass by, and they knew that I was going to go pass by that. Well, as I'm walking, you know, he began to push me, laugh at me, kick my briefcase. I had a plastic briefcase at the time. He kicked it, and I was just frightened. I was like, I just want to get out of here. The kids started to laugh, and he kept pushing me, and he pushed me hard. I fell. I scraped my knee, and finally I was able to go through this circle of humans, of these guys, and my house was about a few blocks away from the school. So I ran, just crying, embarrassed, just very, very, very hurt. So when I got home, my dad and my brother were there. Now, my dad and my brother were not really there at the house. So they were there, and they're like, what's going on? What happened? And I said, I told them what happened, and they said, get in the car. Let's go. So we got in the car, and we went. When we got there, everybody was still there. This kid was inside of a convenience store. So they went in there and told him to get out. So when they got out, my brother came to me and said, remember your karate. So we're going to be here. Nothing is going to happen. But remember what you have learned since you were 8 years old. So in that moment, I felt this empowerment because my dad and my brother were there. And then I remembered the things that I have learned in my karate years. And in this moment, I felt bigger than anything. I felt stronger than anything. I felt empowered because I knew if anything goes wrong, my brother is going to take this guy. My brother is 6 years older than me. He's about 6'1 at the time. So I knew he was going to take care of it. So even if I begin to lose this fight, my brother was there. So what happened was it obviously went into my favor, call it adrenaline, call it whatever it was. But the knowledge that I obtained before, it came out in that moment. So what I want us with that story to ring in your heart is the thing that I have forgotten, that I had learned, and that was deposited inside of me, which was the knowledge of karate. That moment came because I felt that I could show off because my brother and my dad were there supporting me, helping me, cheering for me. And I didn't want to disappoint them. So the question I want us to come back to is, what is inside of you? Do you know what is inside of you? In Genesis 2, the Word of God says in verse 7, and God formed man out of the dirt of the ground. So before we go into what is inside of you, I just want to tell you, we are dirt. I don't know if you ever heard the terminology dirt bag. We're dirt bags. We spend lifetime spending all sorts of energy, money, resources, taking care of this dirt, taking care of whatever the dirt needs. If he needs new boots, we get new boots. If he needs new hat, we get new hat. There's people that spend thousands of dollars in plastic surgery taking care of this dirt. This dirt. We were formed of dirt. That's what we are. We come from the dirt, and that's who we are, right? Without the Lord, that is exactly what you and I are. A lot of us spend time trying to take care of this, the needs of the desires of this dirt, and we feed this dirt. We think that's what it's all about. So we give into the desires of the dirt. We give into the pleasures of the dirt because that's what we want to take care of. But if you read ahead of that verse, it says that God blew in through his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive and became a living soul. That word, breath, is nephesh soul. The Spirit of God was breathed into man, inside of man, and that's what it was deposited inside of every man. And that is what is deposited inside of you and I. I mean, think about that for a second. As you're just meditating on this, think of this magnificent God who created every universe, created every planet. He breathed inside of man his very breath, his spirit that is deposited inside of you and I. Now, the question that I want to bring to the table is, what are we doing with that which was deposited inside of you? Because obviously God deposits something in you, and that's his breath. And in 2 Timothy 1, 5, and 7, Paul is reminding Timothy and says, I am reminding you of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Louis, and then your mother, Anuis, and I am persuaded now that lives in you also. For this reason, again, Paul is telling Timothy, I remind you to fan the flame, the gift of God, which is in you, laying inside of you. This is Paul telling him, I want to remind you, the flame that lives inside of you, that was deposited, what are you doing with that which was deposited inside of you? Because here is the reality, friends. The reality is that God is coming after what is inside of us. He is not just deposited that inside of you and said, I hope you know, one day we meet again. He desires that gives fruit. Because see, Jesus is hungry. And the Bible reads, Matthew 21, 18 and 19 says, now in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he was hungry. This is Jesus, he's hungry. So then he sees a fig tree on the way, and he came to it and found nothing but leaves only. And he said unto that, let the fruit not grow on your tree, because you don't give me fruit. So Jesus is coming and saying, what are you doing what I have deposited inside of you? Because I want to remind you today that I deposited my breath, my very spirit, my presence is inside of you. So anything that you think you're unable to do, that is a lie, because I have deposited you my very breath, my spirit. And then in Revelation, the Bible says in 3:19 and 20 says, here I am at the door and knock. If any man hears me, and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them. And then once he eats with you for whatever fruit you're going to give him, then he gives you to eat. So the question that I want to bring to the table is, again, do you know what is inside of you? Because until you don't understand the gifts that God has deposited in you, the fruit is never going to come out. It's not enough to know that a seed has been planted under the ground. But if you don't ever see fruit, then what happens to that seed that is deposited? You have to see fruit. And when you see fruit, then you're going to be able to let others eat of that fruit. So today, my friends, I'm asking you, do you know what is inside of you? Because it is super important to recognize the God of the universe deposit his Holy Spirit inside of you, and one day he's coming around the corner. He's gonna say, can you give me something to eat? Can you give me some fruit like he did to the fig tree? And the question I'm asking is, will he find the fruit? Are you allowing the fruits of the Spirit to come out of your life, or are you allowing the leaves of the cares of this world consume your every moment that you are not allowing the fruits of the Spirit to come out? And I'm going to challenge you to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see what you have deposited in me. Because the truth of the matter, Lord, is that I want to have a table prepared for you. So when you come and knocking at the door, I have fruit to give you. Because once I give you to eat out of this fruit that you have deposited inside of me, then you're going to feed me again more and more of your nature, more and more of your patience, more and more of your tenderness and your loving heart. Because, my friends, God is up to something in your life. And now is the time, during the time that we're living in, now is the time that he's coming and knocking and saying, what is coming out of your heart? So as we meditate on the question, what is inside of you? The inside of you is the nothing but the very presence and spirit of all God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. God bless you. I'm so glad you listened today. I hope this encouraged you today. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. And if you want to stay connected with everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.